Surprisingly, Diggs took charge of the medicine.
Begging your pardon, allow me, ma'am.
Almost casually, he pried Clarinna loose from Buckler, chatting amiably to her.
Retrieve your little uns? I should say so, ma'am. Why, old Buck and I were about to dash off post-haste and do that very thing. Indeed, we'll jolly well have the little blighters back here before you can say Salamandastron. Ain't that right, Buck? What?
Clarinna instantly attached herself to Diggs's sleeve.
Oh, thank you, Subaltern Digglethwaite. And you too, Buckler. Are you going to get them right now?
Diggs nodded affably.
This very instant, dear lady. But afraid we can't leave until you've taken this stuff. Smells rather nice, what? May I taste it?
Sister Fumbrel caught on promptly to the tubby hare's ruse.
Mr. Diggs, sir, you give that beaker to Miss Clarinna right away. Tain't for you. She'll need all her strength to care for those babbies once they're back at Redwall.
Clarinna released Diggs.
Yes, I will, won't I? Calla and Uffa can be very lively, you know. I'd best be ready.
Taking the beaker, she drained it to the last drop. Sister Fumbrel put a supporting paw around the hare wife, nodding to Skipper, who did likewise, as Fumbrel coaxed her along.
A nice soft bed and a quiet room are the best things for you, dearie. You come with us now.
Logalog Django turned to the recorder after Clarinna had left.
Don't let me stop you, Olden. Carry on with what you were about to tell us.
Granby tapped the open page of the volume he had been studying.
Thank the seasons for ancient records. Funny how places and events get forgotten after a while.
Abbess Marjoram cut him off sharply.
Granby, will you stop dithering and get on with it? What's the matter? Don't you want to tell us what you found?
The old recorder sighed.
Of course I do, but I blame myself for not studying our abbey's history. I've always been too busy doing other things.
Marjoram nodded.
I too, friend. So part of the blame rests with me. Tell us now and all's forgiven.
Granby looked directly at Django.
Why are your tribe called the Gowsim?
The Logalog shrugged.
We've always been known as Gowsim. Tis a word made from the first letters of what we're about, guerrilla union of shrews and mossflower. But why'd you ask? Every beast knows da.
Aye, but now I know what Corrim means. That's made up of first letters too. Council of Resistance in Mossflower. Bear with me whilst I explain. In the long-distant past, there was no Abbey of Redwall, just a castle named Cotir. It was ruled by a wildcat, Queen Zamina, as she commanded a vermin horde which enslaved the whole country. Well, to cut a long story short, the Woodlanders, led by Martin the Warrior, waged war against Cotir and its evil beasts.
Diggs nodded stoutly.
Well, good for them, say I. Must have been jolly exciting. Did they win?
Buckler nudged his friend.
Stow the gab and listen.
Granby paused, then picked up the thread of his narrative.
Martin and his friends had to have somewhere to live, a base to operate from. Fortunately, there was an ancestral badger home, a place called Brockhall. A brave badger lived there, Bella of Brockhall. She offered them her home, even fought alongside them. As I've said, it's a very long story, but they were victorious in the end. The Corrim, that's what they called themselves. Without those gallant creatures, there would have never been a Redwall Abbey. There you have it.
Oakheart Witherspike stroked his head spikes reflectively.
So 'tis possible that Althea and Brockhall are one and the same place. Do you have any ideas as to where we might find it, sirrah?